with Matty Coslow, the FC Halifax winger. He's finished Warrington Town 2, FC Halifax 2. Enthralling game, mate, and that really important goal, because Warrington, to be fair, were really at it today.
Yeah, I mean, we sort of thought that we were going to go back to front a little bit more than what they did, and they got on the ball, to be fair, and at times we probably gave them too much respect. Stood off them, they passed it, and listen, they was at it, we weren't. Like we just said in there, we're in that, but that's not really a good enough for us. We wanted to win, so we're going to Tuesday, and we need to be right and ready for them.
What's the manager said at half time? Because certainly at half time you were under the cosh, and you know, you've come out. The substitutions for me made a big difference.
Yeah, I mean, the gaffer were happy at half time, and that's probably the easiest thing to say. But full time, he's quite calm. He likes to deliver information rather than lace the lads, which is probably a good thing at times. And he's give us information at half time, and obviously we didn't take it on board because he scored within 3 minutes, but. Listen, we've dug ourselves out of it. We've got a goal, and we've seen it out. And it's not an easy place to come. It's not an easy place to come. People might think because the two divisions below it, it'll be a one-sided game. And listen, they was probably the better team.
You've played in the Evo Stick Premier. You know the quality in that. Though this is a side that are flying high. They got beat on Saturday, but they're unbeaten in nine before that. So they're a good side. And you know, me and you, we've spoke many a time. If you don't put it in for the full night, you get nothing out of it. And you know, you had to put it in, didn't you? And certainly the last 20 minutes of that game, maybe the fitness levels of you know, being full time and stuff, starting to show a little bit as well.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, at times towards the end, even though they were still at it, I felt if we'd have caught them, they was there for the chance. But it didn't work out like that. And listen, it looks green, but it's quite bobbly, it's quite hilly, and it takes its toll on your legs. And like you said, there's good players in the Evo Stick, I know that, all them in there know that, even though some of them have not played there. And like we said, it's not an easy place to come, and it won't be another easy game on Tuesday.
Took your goal really well, Matty. You know, you just presumably saw the back pass and got in, and you've done, you know, brilliant finish. You took that really calmly.
Yeah, to be fair, I thought he was going to head it, so I've sort of gambled, and then last minute I've seen him tucking his head in. So like I say, I've gambled, keeper's come out, give me a little bit of space, and thankfully I just sort of side-footed it and it's gone in, to be fair, so yeah.
There you go.
It took a lucky bobble as well.
Nice one. Cheers for your time, Matty.
No worries, Johnny.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Same thing against Story.
All right, yeah, good to see you, Stu. Nice one, mate. All right. Definitely, yeah, definitely do a few more games with you.
The Northwest ones are like, the downside for me is like my wife works shifts, so it's like, well, I mean, they don't have time. As long as I have notice, I could.